Hello and welcome to the Niche Guarda YouTube podcast series. Once again, here to profile leading personalities and organizations creating new directions and possibilities for the world. Always powered by openbusinesscouncil.org, citiesabc.com, and as well fashionabc.org, and in the future as well involved with Sports ABC and in the areas of Utopian, which we're going to talk in the future. So in this series, we've been always trying to go one step ahead in terms of what is going on in terms of technology, platforms, especially the way we look at the fourth industrial revolution and increasingly about all the areas of metaverse and blockchain related innovation. And that's the reason of the meeting today, which I'm very excited, where we're going to be highlighting how we're going to be specifically looking at a new platform called Runiverse that I'm very excited to talk today. And I welcome to our series Gib Cutrino, which is one of the personalities, the COO of Runiverse, that is going to be talking about this platform. So a bit of information about Gib Cutrino. So he's an Italian entrepreneur and thought leader specializing in blockchain and gaming. And he's an experienced team leader and the creative marketeer that has been collaborating with leading brands internationally. As the COO of Runiverse, that is a metaverse gaming platform where he leads product development for an immersive and innovative gaming experience using blockchain technology and metaverse 3D ecosystem related technologies. Runiverse recently announced a partnership and collaboration with Polygon, that is, of course, one of the leading tokens worldwide and as well blockchain platforms. And what he's trying to do is creating a lot of different areas that will bring events and opportunities to the gamified community and contributing to growth and adoption of the Web3 gaming. So Gib Cutrino is a graduate from UCLA and the former presenter of the Italian show Lilene, and has focused a career as an entrepreneur in the world of mobile gaming in the last 8 years. And he's been involved in the launch of platforms like Edo SA under the flagship of the Poseidon Group during the initial coin offerings, ICOs, and as well as an influencer and thought leader on blockchain. He has collaborated with popular YouTube personality PewDiePie, which doesn't need too much presentation, and as well has been involved with a lot of crypto gaming projects. He's been as well promoting the potentials of the blockchain technology when it comes to gaming industry, and increasing as well all the immersive metaverse networks and, of course, social media in general. And among some of the achievements, one of the areas that he was very involved was Skame, a platform where users can play their favorite mobile games while mining tokens. Another game that has been involved, App Wallen, that is called the Pokemon Go of crypto, that allows the users to capture tokens and cryptocurrencies by walking around the most important cities in the world. And as well, he's been involved in a lot of areas, specifically how we look at the product and different areas of technology around, especially blockchain, NFTs, metaverse, and gaming. So welcome to our series, Gib. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, Dennis. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So I love...
I never see, this is my first time that I see that somebody talk a lot about me, so I'm very happy about this one. And when you were talking, say, oh, how many things I did during the last year, so I'm very happy to be me.
No, that's impressive. So you have a very interesting point, because you have television, gaming, and of course blockchain and metaverse backgrounds and very technological as well capacities, as well responsible for the product of a blockchain metaverse platform. So can you tell us a bit about your background, about Italy, about your education? You as well, you're educated in the US. How did you come to the place you are right now? A bit of your background and history.
Yeah, it is very strange. Well, my way, because what I like is just to be excited when I do something. So I need, and I'm always searching for something new. For that one, if I can say that I'm a big traveler. So I like to move around, to meet new people, and to travel around. And so that one drive me. And then early 90s, late 90s to UK, what that years were the years of MTV, the music television, when MTV was burning in New York, and so in UK with the MTV Europe. And I met some people over there during, okay, I love to party, so during some parties, and I met the people that call for that period, the VJs, video jockeys. I don't know if you remember that period, but it was very hilarious. So I just for, you know, kind of coincidence, to start to work for MTV Italy, for music television in Italy. And that was one of my best period ever lived, because it was really crazy, that period, because MTV was the real first network before before Facebook, before Meta, before Instagram, because we were 97, 20, yeah, 97, 98, and 99. And that one, I started my journey inside of the Italian television, that program, TV shows called Le Iene. It's kind of Reservoir Dogs, is a TV show. Well, the comic part, where I used to be in the comic section, so in the comic segment, so making hilarious stuff around Italy. But moreover, Le Iene is talking about reports around Italy, what's wrong about politics, about drugs and everything. Is a very serious program. I just took part only about the comic part. It was a very great experience for me, because we were on the street, and was before before Beta, before Facebook. So I love that period. But progressively, I say that in 2005, YouTube popped up. And after Facebook, it seems like probably 2007, kind of. And so I started that the television was starting to lose its power, you know, lose its interest to the young people. So I was trying to searching around. And in fact, after that one, the Facebook and YouTube pop up, and they came, you know, all the attention from the young people. So at that point, I tried to search around what's interesting, and I tried to use the social network to create a business around it. And I started to create the first social network campaigns with Facebook, with MySpace at that period was, and so on. But at the beginning, on the first BTC era, when the Bitcoin was used for, you know, the dark web. Okay, I just smelled that something new was coming up. So I enjoyed this adventure, and maybe like, so I'm not saying that I was a pioneer, but kind of, because it was 2015 and I started to explore the crypto space. And finding that period, I was living in Italy and in Switzerland. In Switzerland, in 2018, comes a big company, is named Poseidon. They start to make the first ICO in Switzerland and Italy and in Europe. And I was very lucky, because I was started to have an experience with them. And I had the luck, you know, I was very lucky, because I smelled the first ICOs. And I had a couple of products where Poseidon were involved. The first one was S-Game. It was an application where a lot of different games, mobile games, started to let the people, the players, earn cryptos just playing the games. And that product was very, very interesting. And that product catch the attention of Davide Bisognin. Davide Bisognin is the brother in arm of PewDiePie. So that was starting the first partnership, you know, with PewDiePie, because Davide. And we did this project together. Unfortunately, it was our first project. So, you know, at the beginning was very complicated, because you don't have exactly, you know, you have to do this to be compliant, the KYC and everything. It was 2018, so it was still very gray, the area. And was the product, even if today, after 5 years, 6 years, is still fresh, that game, that product, unfortunately, we were not able to pump it a lot of that product. So we started with a new product, is named the Wolem. And Wollem is a kind of the one you said before as kind of a Pokemon Go game, but instead of to go around and to catch Pokemon, you can catch crypto connected to other habits, so the new way to make your drops. And it was very successful. So we were very, we did great. So that part brought me to the crypto and to the gaming, because Davide Bisognini was my partner and we still working together. It's absolutely a game, it's a player, so it's a game addicted. And we mix it together, the game part with the crypto part. And I strongly believe that the blockchain is perfect for the game world. It's absolutely, it's a perfect match. For that one, after we came up with Runiverse, but for a different way. Yeah, this is my path. I will come up here. So, yeah, and here we go.
So let me touch. So you touched three different things that are very important for the iteration of technology you are. So we touched, for instance, your background in television, and as well at the time, of course, I remember MTV, especially for our generation, were very important. It was massive. It was right now everything that is happening. And you mentioned MySpace. And then, of course, it came all these areas of blockchain. And we're talking right now in gaming as well. So how do you, from the trajectory of technology, of course, you have quite a lot of experience working in major global platforms, from the MTV to television to as well gaming and creating substantial games. And you mentioned PewDiePie, which is one of the biggest YouTubers in the planet. I think it's still the biggest or one of the biggest. But how do you see these parts here and that from this experience? Because you've been an entrepreneur, you've been a thought leader, you've been an influencer. How do you see this experience, especially from an experience perspective on the technology development, and where are we are right now? So how do you see this trajectory, and some, I don't know if you want to highlight something, and probably how did you come back to, or after this, how did you decide to create Runiverse, and how do you put that expertise on Runiverse?
Yeah, so it's exactly what you say. This is a journey. So our life is a journey, start baby and we grow and so on. So our life is a journey, and even the technology is a journey. So, and the journey has only one direction, front. So you need to walk on, you need to go straight, and technology make like this. You can see with what's going on with the AI at the moment. So we are going definitely straight. So I like just to make, if you even you feel just to make a good steps today, probably you need to, you know, watch around and see what's going on and make new steps. And AI is exactly what's going on this. This is the trend of 23, 24. But Runiverse is not talking about AI, of course. It's talking about gaming and blockchain. Runiverse was born because my boy, I have a son, now he's 16, but he's very attractive, and I'm listening to young people because they, the kids, you know, they have a different point of view of us. And I always told to my boy, and I always say to my boy, you have teach more things to me that the things that I've teach to you. Always I say that one, because it's true. So we need to learn to learn from them, because they are our teacher. They understand the world. The world is going on in one direction, and they are going that direction. So we need to follow them. So Runiverse was born because he's trying to discover how the trading works. So I tried to open my phone and try to go open to Bitfinex. It's just the exchange Bitfinex, and try to say, hey, what's going on? What this red button, the sell button, and buy button, the green one. So it was watching the colors, white, red, and green. So because it wasn't able to read everything, to understand everything. So just to understand, to explain, or say, you can see the price goes up. So if the price goes up, you need to push the sell button. If the price goes down, you need to push the green button, buy. Well, it's so complicated. Why you can make something like, and this is the idea, born from him, why you make like, instead of to make like this, you know, the candles, make like this. And instead to make candles, why don't make just like people that are running fast if the price goes good, and running slow if the price goes bad down. So that was pop up the idea, because that's perfect. I mean, this is a game, but this is a finance game that's perfect. So just to drive people to make the trading more funny. But on top of this, if you make by yourself, you feel, you know, the sensation of loneliness. So why don't make against somebody else? In short, so on 30 seconds, I can say that, for example, BTC makes better than Ethereum during the next 30 seconds, even if the market is a pure market, never mind. So who's gonna lose less? Or who's gonna win more? So the people, the BTC and Ethereum now become two runners, two players, two skins. They are running in this track, and their speed depends from the performance of Bitcoin and Ethereum during the 30 seconds. At the end, if, for example, I put on the plate $10 and you put on $10 on it, who's gonna make the best performance in 30 seconds, grab the pot. So this is the way our runners pop up. And of course, there's a lot of things inside. So for example, they are not only runners, but they are NFT. And they are running on a track, and this track is an NFT. So everything is a completely, the five games is completely decentralized. So the owners of the game, and this is a very important thing, there's no owner of the game. The game is owned by the owner of the NFTs, because the NFTs are the different element of the game. The track is an NFT, the run is an NFT, the token chooses is an NFT. The winning, when they, for example, at the end of the run, if my skin or my character won, is gonna make a dance. If I own a specific NFT, I can have my own personal dance. You remember the game Fortnite? The trend of Fortnite, this game for PS5, PS4, it was like just the people, they have like this kind of dance. So the people purchase these dances, the particular dance to make at the end, where they have make a kill, the shot, a win, blah, blah, blah. And it's exactly the same, but translated on NFT space. So if I own that specific NFT for a dance, I can have a own dance. For example, like I can see the Bitcoin as make like a Macarena dance, and only mine can make like this. Maybe yours can make a different dance, and so on. So we are just at the beginning of the journey, and it's over 1 year that we're working on it, but we are in launching during these days.
Fantastic. And I think this is really an important area. So you touched a couple of things before we go to Runiverse more, because I have a lot of questions on the platform, and I know that you're still starting, but you touched the importance of especially your son. You and I learned as well a lot with my son, with my children, because my son and my daughter, especially my daughter, my son is 19 and my daughter 10. And one of the things I realized is that even between the two ages, there's already a big difference, because the way they interact with technology and the way they interact, especially if you're 9 or 10. So like you said, there's this part of integration of, and especially AI is going to be, especially ChatGPT, because ChatGPT is a gamification perspective as well, because there's an interaction between you and the chat. And of course, he's answering to you, but he's interacting with you. There's some kind of mechanics of rewarding, because depending of your prompt, you're going to get results. So in construction of Runiverse, and as well with your experience in gaming, how do you see the mechanics of gaming? Because one of the challenges we have right now is and it's going to be a serious part, is the first of all, the risks that are coming out of this, because most of people are still confused. What is going to happen out of this? What is going to be happening in the sense of the interactions? But the and this is a big question, sorry, but bear with me for a while. So at the moment, let's just look at numbers, okay? There's around, and this is official numbers, okay? The numbers are, they speak for themselves, but we're talking about, when you talk about active people playing, we're talking about 3 billion people worldwide playing games every day. And when we talk about the internet, it's around 4 to 5 billion people. So that means most of the people on the internet are playing games. So, and then, like you said, we have the other paradox, that is the financial models that are right now very complex. That is, for instance, you mentioned blockchain and crypto. But at the end of the day, from the world population, around only 300 million, 350 million people have some kind of access to crypto. So that means there's still 7 billion people to bring to the journey. And at the same time, the financial models right now is that if you look at the average salaries are very small worldwide. I think probably the countries with the minimum wage, and this data from 2023, the top wage around the world of minimum wage is around $2,000-$3,000. So we have all these paradoxes. But in the end of the day, wherever you are, someone in Philippines or someone in Italy or in Los Angeles, you are somehow sharing the same UI UX platforms. And effectively, we're getting more and more into platforms like what you guys are building with Runiverse. So what you're trying to do is precisely a game that solves some of these problems. So can you tell us the vision within this context of the big picture? And I know this is a much bigger picture that is not what you guys are not trying to solve the world economy. No one can solve it. But how do you see your hat as an entrepreneur, your hat as a product, and your hat as well as a father and as a social person and your own self?
No, that is you catch the point perfectly. Just let me say this. When we are coming back to our children and when we were a child, I mean, when we were children, so everything that we have learned when we were children, we learned it using the game, playing. You know, at the beginning, when you have 1 year old, you just play with this one before to understand this is a glass to drink something. So you need to play that one. When you need to learn to count the numbers, for example, you play with the color stuff that you break 1, 2, you play with the pencil, with the colors. Everything you learn just by playing. Everything we have learned, just playing. So gaming and playing is the best way to learn everything. Everything. So this point, we have got this one. So now to learn, we need to study. We consider that we need to study. We need to make, you know, but gaming, playing is the best way to learn in every way. So if your game, if your work start to be a game and you have fun doing that one, that is the best way to learn. So my consideration about this one is exactly what you have said before about the numbers of people now that are on internet, billions and billions, the numbers that are playing games, they are millions, billions, and the number that are in crypto space are millions. So how, which is the best way to drive them and why to drive them? Because the games. So if we let them play and have fun during this, they are going to learn this one. That is exactly what we have said before with my boy. So he transformed something, a boring lesson of trading made on Bitfinex or on Coinbase or whatever, in a game. So that is to drive people. So I can't say that this is our mission, of course, but this is our fil rouge behind the product that we do, because we would like just to mix crypto and gaming, because gaming is the best way to learn. Of course, Runiverse is a tool for crypto space, for crypto players, because you can put your tokens inside. There is a new way to make your drops. It's the new way to create engagement of different communities, for example. But this one, if you want, we can talk later about this one. Well, we are now creating a strong partnership with Class A players on crypto space, like a Polygon, Alchemy, Chainlink. So we are create partnership with this one to create a specific tournament inside of Runiverse. So all the people that the community around Matic, around Polygon will be able to you know, to there are different communities playing that one and challenging them inside of Runiverse using different tokens. So the Matic community will, for example, challenge the Lynx community, so they can play with different tokens. And so let's see who's going to be the winner at the end of the day or the week. And we put some prizes at the end of the tournament and so on. And as we have said before, the difference between kids and us, that when there's something new is coming out, like ChatGPT, an example is perfect in Italy, because as you know, ChatGPT, it was banned in Italy since a few weeks ago. So why? Because the adults, we see the dangers that could be in the innovation. The children and the young people, they see the opportunity in the innovation. So this is the main difference. We need to change how to see things. We need to remind how we saw and how we thought that at the innovation when we were young. And so for this one, the kids are really important. And how we try that one? So we can say that Runiverse is the, you know, the changer, of course, just a piece of the puzzle. But every big puzzle needs all the pieces. So we are just a piece of a huge puzzle. And we what we are doing is just to create this partnership with these brands to make our presence more important as possible because we trust in it. That's it. And we integrate it. So of course, even we are integrating, we are creating, now we are working on Polygon Chain, because we are partnering with them, but we are integrated the cross-chain side. So the people from BSC will be able to challenge other players on Polygon Chain, on ERC20, even if the cost now is very high, about ERC20 is still high, but layer two, of course, are more perfect for the gaming because the speed and because the cost of the gas. But what we are doing just to create a different chain and make the game cross-chain. So you don't have to exit from a game to another one, so the Runiverse BSC version against the Runiverse Polygon version, but the player doesn't understand on which chain is. So if I'm on BSC, that's perfect. I can play on BSC, but I'm playing against a player that maybe is playing on Polygon, and I don't know, because they just see the front end. So the point what we would like just to reach and make more easy as possible the front end, what the people see. So the engine behind that is, of course, is extremely important because it must be fast, and the blockchain, unfortunately, still sometimes doesn't have this. It's not exactly extremely always fast, and the performance must be, you know, extremely polished, smooth, because if people you know, they play with PS5, we play with Xbox, everything is quick, everything is fast. So they need this in the games, but the games on blockchain is not so fast, but we are working on it. So the technology is growing and we're going.
So you touch some of the key elements, how you're trying to build the Runiverse and the differentiators. So for people that never heard, and we went to the big questions, let's go right now to the practicalities. So for I mentioned a bit, but what is Runiverse? And why it matters, and what's the stage of development, steps, and what you want to achieve with it.
Okay, so Runiverse is just a game at the moment, a desktop game, and where people can play, choose a token and play against other people that have chosen a different token in a price prediction of 30 seconds. Who's going to make the right prediction is going to win the pot. So that this is at the moment Runiverse. So we are going to publish a mobile version. The mobile version is extremely important because it allowed people to have more adoption of the game, because we know every one of us, we have the extension of our right or left hands with this on top, always. See? Oh, I can't really, you can see. I can put this one, so mobile works, okay. And so we have this mobile version in a lineup. And on top of this, we have we worked a lot on the IT front end. We worked a lot on the front end because we take care a lot about the experience of the user experience during the gameplay. And we have closed a lot of deals with big players. We have said before Polygon, Alchemy, and Chainlink. And if I can say, it will be very soon a tournament, official tournament, our first official tournament with Polygon. And can I say the date? Can I say the date? Make it like this. Yeah, thank you. It will be May 26th. Let me see. May 26th. Yes, May 26th, the first Polygon tournament. And qualification are running right now. And where we want to go just to make the cross chain between different chain. At the moment, it works only on Polygon. We want to improve all the possibility to the users, because at the moment, every piece of the game is an NFT. So as owner of this NFT, I just can earn tokens and money and coins based on the intensification of the play with that specific piece of the game. Let me be more clear. So there's no ownership behind Runiverse. So everything is made by NFT. Let's assume now that I own a skin, BTC, for example. So every time a player choose BTC as token to play in Runiverse, the 90% of the BTC used for that specific play goes to the winner of the run, but the 10% goes to the owners of the three different NFTs used during the gameplay, because every run involved three different NFTs. NFTs of runner A, NFT of runner B, and NFT of the track. So every time I choose BTC, I just pay a fee to the owner of the BTC skin, okay? And I pay a fee to the owner of the track where my BTC run. Same for the other skin. If I play, for example, BTC against Matic, so the owner, the three different owners is the owner of Matic, the owner of BTC, and the owner of the track where we run. So these people are the real owner of the war game. So now the only benefit to own an NFT of Runiverse is, of course, is financial, because at the moment I can just grab a part of the parts on the and I just earn profit. But I can interact with the game. So what we are doing right now is just to create a form where you can work on the NFT that you have. For example, if you own the skin of the Bitcoin, at the moment later we can see the NFT, how it looks like BTC inside of Runiverse is a old man with white horses over there, but I can change only like that. So I can make a different skin, I can change it, the color of the eyes, I can make it younger, I can make like a dino, I can make like a crocodile, I can make whatever I want because I own that one, but it's still running. So if I change the look like about this skin inside of Runiverse, instead then to have old people, old man that is running, I can have, for example, like a dog or whatever. Same for the track. As owner of the track is exactly like Sandbox. If I own a track or a piece of land on Sandbox, I can build whatever I want. It's exactly like the moment. At the moment, we have 1,000 different tracks in Runiverse. Everyone is single, only everyone is different from the other. We are giving those NFTs, those tracks already pre-built. But as owner of this NFT, soon will be possible to change the look like. So for example, I can make just like a sponsor inside of my track. So when I can see that people are running, can see a sponsor inside of the game. And the possibilities are unlimited on this way. So we are working on this, just to let the people just not be player of a game built by somebody else, but play this game and rebuild and change the look like. So the functionalities will be the same, but the look and feel about a game will be made progressively by the users, by the owners of these NFTs, of course. So you can be holders and play and be part of the game, just changing the look and feel, taking the revenues, or just play the games, and that's it. Is enough to play the game. And I want to challenge you later in a game, in a run.
No, fantastic. And I hope that you guys can make this really big success, because one of the challenges we have right now is precisely how we can bring gaming to the NFT world and to the blockchain world, but as well making it simple, like you said, something that is easy for people to understand. I think that's the biggest challenge with the adoption of Web 3.0 technology. So how are you taking it to market? So you touch about a lot of different things. I know that you have a huge network as well. But are you, and of course, Polygon is, it's a big community themselves. So are you taking this through the conventional angles of crypto? And of course, right now we are in a crypto winter that is getting out in spring. And so just a bit of the roadmap that you guys are working right now.
Okay, so about to go to the market, we have different plans. So of course, we are looking about the market. So I'm feeling, you know, the smell of the spring sale right now. So it's my impression, it's my own personal impression. We are on the way to the end of this spring moment for the crypto spring. But we go to the market creating this tournament with a specific community. The first one, as I said before, is with Polygon, May 26th. And so runners will be introduced to the Polygon community, and they will be invited to join this tournament where you can see exactly all the logos and the game experience is built on Polygon with logos and everything. And with other partners that will be, we don't have yet the date, but with Alchemy and Chainlink will be the next. And of course, we make activity with influencers, because at the moment we have an interesting network of influencers involved as friends, I can say family and friends in the game, in the team. But of course, most of the influencers at the moment about gaming, sometimes they don't like to talk about crypto games. So they make a lot, there's still a lot of difference between Web 2 and Web 3 games. But this is part of the game. So we are introducing them to understand, to exactly to promote that one, not only because of promotion, but because it's fun. So we are giving the game just to try that one, consider that if you like it, if you don't like it. That's an example. Now we have did a toggle that you can switch from Web 3 to Web 2. So if you want, you can play Runiverse in Web 2. Of course, you need to log in via MetaMask. But if you want, you can play it completely for free, switch in the log in a Web 2 version. You can, there are other people. You don't pay nothing, but you live the experience. And that is perfect because you drive the regular people, the Web 2 players to this world. So this is the way that we are approaching the market, and of course we'll push strong we're waiting for the summer, for the crypto summer. It will be very, very soon, definitely soon. So waiting for it. Dennis, I have a surprise for you. So we should have our CEO, Davide Bisogni, the brother-in-law of PewDiePie online. He is in Japan right now. He's traveling all around the world, and he should be here with his wife and his daughter. Let me see if we can connect with him. Hi, Davide.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you? We can hear you a lot because here is a lot noise, but we are traveling all the world. Now we are in Japan, thanks to having us here. So if you want, you can follow us in Instagram. And Lumen, want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi. By the way, Runiverse is a great project. I know it really well. So, guys, follow us and play Runiverse.
Thank you.
Thank you, Davide. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Lumen. Enjoy your trip.
Bye.
Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Travel.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, guys.
In terms of Runiverse, you mentioned the roadmap and how it works. So how do you see it right now, especially the challenge in adoption of NFTs and the metaverse technology? Because of course, metaverse technology, there's a lot of things from digital twin technology to a lot of different things, not just AR, VR, but especially in AR, there's a lot of things that are becoming mainstream. But NFTs has been having a challenge to become as mainstream as metaverse or other things. And even on the blockchain, there's still a lot of work to do on the blockchain technology. There's mass adoption. So in a gaming like yours, how do you intend to work. You mentioned the relationship with influencers, but as well the go-to-market strategy. So that's Polygon, different things, but quick wins besides the announcements that you're doing. And when can people start really testing the game and going more on the day-to-day uses of the technology?
So of course, the improvement or the scalability of the project must is exactly one mantra that everyone makes a game should think before to go to the market, because that is extremely important. And Runiverse is thought because is thought on this because you can play by yourself, you know, in a kind of achievement mode, kind of story mode, or you can invite, send an invitation to your friend, or a random mode where you can there challenge everyone in the world. My opinion, the user friendly interface is something that needs to be very accurate in a project, in a product, to attract more people on it. And the integration with the main platform, of course, this one, it's an important thing that create adoption. NFT, you know, usually a glory era a couple of years ago, the NFTs. So now a lot of people, you know, they own NFTs, but over glory project like Axie Infinities or other project like that were very famous. Axie Infinity was in Philippines, if I remember well, but it was like an explosion in Philippines. Other main projects like Sandbox and Decentraland and other and many others, you know, they crossing metaverse using NFTs in the metaverse and gaming that were very popular during the last years. Now they need to propose something new, you know, because owning an NFT and just to think only that owner, because I'm an owner, an NFT owner, it's enough, that is not exactly what the NFT made for. So NFT has a meaning. You know, you can create something, you need to build something, you need to use that for something else. And I strongly believe in just do not create competitors in metaverses and NFT world, but just let's assume, and this is a very old story about, let's assume that I have an NFT with a skin, with a character that I can use in different platforms. Okay, so I can use this NFT in Runiverse, I can use this one in Sandbox, I can use this one in the Central, and I can use this one in Axie Infinity. At the moment, it's not like this. If I have like a gun or a flower or whatever, I can use this flower only in my own metaverse, only in my own games. So what we would like just to create is just like a bridges between metaverses and bridges between different games that use NFT technology. For this one, if you check on the roadmap of Runiverse, it's just that we are working to create the possibility to have different NFTs from different metaverses where the people run, and they run starting from Sandbox, for example, they go to Star Atlas, so back to the Central and back in Runiverse itself. Because the run, you can cross different metaverses. So what we are doing is just cross-chain and cross-metaverses. Because we would like just to do not create competitors in the crypto world, but we would like just to be a tool for people and a bridge for products. So we would like to just go to the market and let the people understand that we are not all another game or another competitor. But we are here just to create bridges. We would like just to be part of the cloud, just to connect different realities. For this one, we have an open conversation right now with the most important metaverses just to create, try to understand exactly how to connect, because even they use sometimes same technology, sometimes a little bit different. So we have even an IT barrier. So we need, because Sandbox was born several years ago. So, you know, and more metaverses are, they're using the technology more new. So it's not exactly easy, but that, my opinion, that is the way, that is the road, just to create, you know, a cycle where all people just to collaborate. That one, it could be a way to create more adoption about crypto, metaverses, NFT technologies, and so on. Definitely, yes. My opinion.
No, thank you. And then this really, I think, what is necessary right now. So we talk about a couple of journeys. So for people that want to trade, get into the game, what would be the advice? You have actually on your Instagram page, on your website, there's a lot of cool NFT related parts of the game that we're going to put as well here for people listening to us. Any areas that you would highlight for people that want to get into this, like a last appeal for people in the audience that I really want to test Runiverse and get into this?
Yeah, so now to test Runiverse, it's very easy. Just go to runiverse.org. There's a button where it can say play now, and you can just connect with your MetaMask. The sign up is extremely easy. Just a MetaMask. If someone wants, he can connect with Discord just to be more updated about the project and their email. So the sign up is very easy. Once inside, if someone wants to play Runiverse, they just for fun, just to test that one, goes on setting and set the test mode. So on top right, just switch off the real mode and can play for fun. So without paying nothing. If someone wants to play with a specific game, with a real game, just switch on real mode, and you can play. They can play with a coin, with the tokens that they have on their MetaMask. For example, I can't play with the WBTC, WBTC if I haven't WBTC on my MetaMask. So I need to own WBTC to play the game against another token. Otherwise, we have created a token. His name is Rani. At the moment, he's listed on. What is it listed? It's on Uniswap, sorry. And with Rani, having Rani in own MetaMask, you can play with kind of Jolly token. So you can play with every tokens, WBTC. So we swap directly Rani with WBTC, Rani with Ethereum, Rani with Matic. So every player can choose every token to play having Rani. And that this is the very easy to understand. So the experience is very flow. So my own opinion is just if someone enter with few run inside, it's more easy because the experience is very extremely quick. You don't need to swap. I would like to play with mana, with sand. I need to swap USDT for mana, blah, blah, blah. And of course, being on Polygon chain, you need to have some WMATIC, Sabrematic on your MetaMask, of course, to pay the gas fee. But I think we have some equal tests with one MATIC, you can play some more than 1,000 grants. So it's okay. And to stay connected, of course, we have our channels. We have our channels on Telegram, on Discord. You can find everything on runiverse.org. And every suggestion, I would like just to say that every suggestion, we have a small community right now. We start to grow with this partnership with Polygon, but every suggestion is extremely welcome. So this is not exactly an open source code, but it's an open source team. So if someone have anything, just tip suggestions, extremely welcome. And any collaboration is extremely welcome. We are here to create a collaboration with everyone. Do you have a partner? Do you have a project? Do you have a token? You are extremely welcome. Jump on board, and let's run together. Definitely, yeah.
Thank you. Fantastic. So, well, I wish you all the success for the project. And this is really an impressive, ambitious project that wants to coordinate a lot of different things. And we'll put all the links and all different things. And good luck. And hopefully we can talk in the near future when it becomes really a mainstream game that can actually help a lot of people have fun, but as well learn and trade better.
Thank you so much. Thanks to having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Really. Okay.